There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Dios FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mami Submitting Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
You're tuning in to capítulo 150.
Last time on Locatora Radio, we discussed the current state of feminism and waves of anti-feminism. Go back, tune in, let us know what you think. If you've seen any examples of anti-feminism, especially online, tag us. Send it to us, because we're continuing to collect receipts on this ever looming issue.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of, without even intending to, like, start a little series on Locatora Radio. Like, we start with an idea and then we're like, okay, we have to revisit this every so often. And I think that this is one of those topics.
Totally. Because each episode is honestly like, we've been noticing something has happened repeatedly.
Right.
Okay, now it's time to make an episode about it. So these are things that are happening on an ongoing basis anyways. And we're just, you know, we're noticing.
Yes. We're noticing. We're archiving. We're discussing.
Yes, we are.
And before we get into today's episodes, can I just point out that we hit 150, episode 150.
I can't believe it. Go us.
Go us.
Go us.
Shout out My Cultura.
Yeah.
We could not have made it without them.
Literally. Shout out to the My Cultura Network, our new home. We love it here. We're cozy. We're settling right in.
Yeah. I mean, 150. I'm so proud of us because we're a weekly show. And without the weekly cadence, we wouldn't be at 150.
No, it really makes a difference. I mean, the cadence, it really adds up. And it helps us, I think, also to diversify our content,
mm-hmm.
because we got to come up with something different enough from the week before.
Right.
you know, instead of checking in like once a month.
Right.
We really got to pay attention and write stuff down and flesh out ideas. So I think the podcast is just continuing to flourish because of our move to iHeart.
I 100% agree. It's great. It's great. And I also have some news that I want to share.
Oh my God, what happened?
So I am officially a full-time locatora.
Yes, we love it.
So I resigned from my job in January, and it was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made because I love this job. It's with a great agency, probably the healthiest work environment ever. I had a like really comfy work from home situation. But you know, with the full-time grad student, iHeart, new shows, I just couldn't, you know what, it turns out you can't do it all, and that's all right. And I think that also ties into today's episode. Also.
Totally. There are only so many hours in a day and so many days in a week. And you were really juggling like everything for a time there successfully. The end of 2022 was like hyper productive for you.
It was. For better or for worse, you know, something that I really reflected on at the end of 2022 when I was burnt out was it's not okay the limits you push yourself to. And having that realization like really led me to the decision of resigning from this job that I really care about and I really enjoyed, because some even if you can do it, does it mean that you should, right?
So real.
And right. I like found myself like, okay, just because you can kind of hold down three full-time things doesn't mean that you should. And the network was like the goal. Mm-hmm. So like, what am I waiting for? You know?
Totally. It's that, what's that saying where it's like, the place you're at now, like, you were dying to be there 3 years ago, 5 years ago, you know, 1 year ago. And, like, now we're here.
Right.
We have to revel in it and appreciate it because, and we were dreaming about this and ideating and manifesting and talking about it and pitching and really trying to push to get that network contract the right one. And now we have it. Now we're here.
Exactly.
Like, we have to, and you talked about this, like, when we are now celebrating these milestones, do you have the time and the space to celebrate them?
Right. Yeah. I think there's, like, so many iterations of that idea or that saying, right? It's, like, one of the things that I also think of is, like, remember when you wished for what you have right now.
Right.
Very same feeling. It's, like, you wanted this so bad, and now you have it. Can you even enjoy it? Do you even have the time and space to really thrive and enjoy and be happy? Or are you always stressed and booked and looking towards the next thing?
Exactly. Yeah. That's, I think, the kicker, too, is especially with all this entertainment industry type work, banging on the door, throwing rocks at the windows, like, let me in.
Breaking in. Tearing down the door.
Exactly. So now we're here. Okay. I was begging, like, let me work. So now it's time to work. That's ultimately, I feel like when we talk about we have dreams and goals, it's to do more work.
Yeah.
And so now we're here.
Yeah.
And we're working. And I think it's working.
Mm-hmm. It's totally working.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, in the spirit of letting things go to make room for new things, and we're approaching February, and that's, you know, a month full of love and yes. reflection and mm-hmm. like whatever type of love that means for you and your life. We wanted to talk about self-love today, mm-hmm. or el amor propio, which I feel like in the last 5, 6, 7 years since we've been podcasting, like, continues to, like, be a topic of conversation for everyone in, like, the feminist spaces, in wellness, in dating, like, all these different areas of life. Mm-hmm. People are always talking about self-love and self-care. And I think we kind of are like, okay, like, we don't need to always talk about that. But I think we want to take some time to actually talk about that today.
Yeah, if ever there was a time or ever there was an episode, it's going to be like our February Valentine's, Galentine's-esque episode. And yeah, you know, I'm also reflecting on how much the conversation has probably changed if we go back to earlier seasons and earlier episodes mm-hmm. when we were younger women talking about self-care. I feel like there was probably more like bath bombs and facials than maybe like we might discuss today.
Right.
I think for me, this idea of self-care has evolved to this place where it's like, can I take care of myself enough that I can be ready to show up for like people around me?
Yeah.
And I think that has become more of like my test and my marker for self-care. It's not just anymore, like, do I feel good and happy?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do I feel good and happy, and do I have my shit together enough that if, you know, like, there's a situation at home, I can be responsive, or I can help, or I can participate in some way, you know? So that's kind of, like, how I've been thinking about it. Like, care of myself, honestly, in service of others.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Like, when thinking about past episodes, because we've been podcasting since we were respectively 23 and 24.
Wild.
We're grown women. So even grown. Though we thought we were grown then, we're mm-hmm. like really grown now.
Yeah.
And continue to grow. But I was also thinking about how our definition of self-love and self-care has probably changed over the years, and how before it was like wearing the bombest outfit, feeling the best in whatever way that meant that day. And I like that's still true to an extent, but I agree. I think, how can I show up for myself that allows me to show up for others? And I think going back to what I was saying about juggling too many things, I felt like I was a little monster gremlin in December. Like, I felt like I was not my best self, like, to those around me. And that also made me, like, reflect, like, is this how I want to be spending my time with my people? Like, do I want to be in a crappy mood because I'm so exhausted? And I think that coupled with all these other things, right, being in a space that has allowed me now to be full-time locatora really shifted, like, okay, I want to show up in my best way for others, and I can't do that if I'm running myself to the ground. And so taking that step of, okay, I'm taking the leap. I'm going to be full time. I'm resigning from my job was an act of self-care and self-love for me as a person, but also for the career, right? But really, really for like me as a person, because I was a little gremlin. Like I was not my kindest, best self. And I was like fully aware of it. And I could see myself showing up like a little gremlin.
Mm. It was like you were in a permanent state of hangry.
Yes.
For the men.
Yes. Yeah. I was constantly hangry.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. And it's understandable because that last week of the month really tried you, like really put you through some hoops, some trials and tribulations. I feel that you handled it all with grace. But of course, I'm not there with you every hour of the day.
Right.
You know, but I feel like it's one of those things that sometimes that's also the self-love is like we are these little pressure cookers and it's okay if there's a little steam. And hopefully those around us who love us like know that we don't mean anything by it. We're just a little stressed, you know?
Yeah, I like overheard my mom talking to my tia, and she was talking about me, and she goes, oh yeah, she's in finals right now, so I'm staying away from her. Oh, and I was like both mortified, but also like, you know, a good call. Like, yeah.
Good
like
idea.
I do need to be like, I need some distance from people to like figure things out.
And yeah, better that. Because I do the same thing. I'll tell my mom, like, I just need to be left alone a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is for everyone's benefit. You know, I don't want to subject you to my crabbiness.
Right.
I need to address the crabbiness myself. I know how to fix it. Let me just handle it. And we'll be back. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I agree. And then, you know, when thinking about, like, I don't know, Mala, like, when you were in your early 20s or even a year ago, like, how do you think your definition of self-love has changed? Like, what did your acts of self look like? What did your acts of self-love look like then versus now?
Yeah, you know, it was a lot more performative, I think, and a lot more indulgent. I think that back then, and this goes, I think, ties into like our conversation in past episodes about the type of feminism we were engaging in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a lot of like, have the cocktail, like throw on the cute dress, like meet up with the girlies, like go party, like stay out until the wee hours of the night, you know, like get the acrylic nails, like, take the bubble bath. Love all those things. Super fun, you know? But I think now the self-care is like not going out, not drinking, taking a class, you know, like going and like doing something that is contributing to my long-term whatever health goals, happiness, success, as opposed to like the weekend, you know, band-aid.
Right.
Which I think a lot of our self-care, or mine at least in the past, was like weekend band-aid.
Oh, I agree.
Because it was so tied to this very traumatic job that I had. You know, it's like you're working traumatizing like hours and doing traumatizing stuff and being exposed to traumatizing things. So the self-care is just like recovering from that, but just so that you can get up and do it again the next time you go in for work, right? Life is so different now. Life is like so lovely now because over the years, making certain moves to now center my life around like art and creativity and performance, whether that be the podcast, both of the podcasts, you know, Locatora and Marihuanera, or the stand-up or the improv or the writing, what have you, the skating. So I don't have to like recover from my work anymore. I don't have to recover from my life from the 9 to 5 or the Monday through Friday. It's like it can all be integrated and it can all contribute to my happiness. So I think that's also like been a big project for me, is just shifting everything. So like the center is not harmful. The center is like is in and of itself happy, you know?
Yeah, I love that. That's such a good point, because I think so much of early 20s, mid 20s self, really up until the pandemic, was about, like you said, putting that band-aid on and how can I like be cute and even though I don't think I saw it then, because I don't think I was trying to, like, buy my self-care, but it was very much tied to, like, getting a facial, you know, getting the acrylic set, which I still get. They're Gel X now. But very much tied to, like, how can I do an act that's going to make me feel better for, like, a couple hours or a couple days. Mm-hmm. But, like, the root of it has not been fixed. And I think that that ties into what you're saying about, like, well, if it's, like, you're being traumatized systematically, like, especially in your line of work, and I think for a lot of us, like, we're dealing with, it's not just internal sadness, some of it is, but it's also like, oh no, you're working against systems that are like trying to tear you down or trying to make you feel bad, which is why like the individual self-care day is not going to help you. It's not going to fix everything. It's going to put a Band-Aid on.
100%. Yeah. And again, we still do all those cute things.
We still do them.
They're not gone.
No.
We've kept them.
We still have a cocktail.
Yeah, we do.
We do. I think now we know, like, okay, we're done. Like,
yes.
We're two cocktails and we're good.
And that's fine.
You know?
Yeah.
But before it was like, oh, no, we're gonna drink.
Oh, yeah. All the cocktails you have.
double fisting, happy hour. Let's do it.
It was good times. It was fun.
Yeah. And, you know, you still need those days. And, yeah, like, we still work those things in. But I think we've kind of learned, like, the moderation.
And also, like, okay, if I have to recover from my self-care.
It's right. No, it's maybe it's not self-care.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
100%.
I shouldn't need a recovery day for my self-care weekend, you know? So that's a difference, too, is, like, I'm back in the gym, you know? And sometimes you have to cut harmful behaviors out. So that you can, like, actually invest in more helpful behaviors. And I think that's been a big part of also just staying alive in the pandemic. It's like, right. We couldn't do certain things so that we can keep doing what we want to do, you know?
Right.
That's been a big mind shift change for me.
Yeah, like that harm reduction of, okay, government is not doing what they should be doing. So, like, how are we taking care of ourselves and each other?
Yeah.
Because I think, like, now while not everyone participated or viewed, like, wearing a mask as community care, or getting vaccinated as community care, I think, like, a lot of us in our little circles, like, definitely saw, like, okay, this is one small way that I can enact community care. And it's not just like the broad community, but literally like people you live with, relatives, and also broader community.
Totally. Like, and we still go out and go to events. Like, I don't want you guys to think that, you know, we've just thrown out all fun, because that also hasn't happened.
No.
We still do our things and we still go out and stuff. But like, I was just kind of talking to friends about how, you know, we did our first Bebe Sota of the year. We did it at the Virgil. And we were talking about how I used to go to the Virgil, like, when I was, like, 22, 23, I was at the Virgil every week.
That was one of the spots.
Religiously. Like, it was church. I was at the Virgil every week. And now it's, like, I had not been to the Virgil in years. I don't even know when the last time I went to the Virgil. It must have been, it's probably been more than 5 years, I want to say.
I want to say the last time we were at the Virgil was for a cumbiatón party, like, 2018, 2019.
So, yeah.
It's, like been a while.
It's been at least five. Yeah. At 2023 now. But now I'm there and on the other side of things, like, hosting an event, throwing a party.
Yeah.
Not there to be nuts. You know, it's just different. It's just a whole different vibe. So, yeah. Growth, maturity. I think that all contributes.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, no, yeah, I think like I think about, okay, I'm a procrastinator. I can self-sabotage my like myself and Same. My journey and work like mm-hmm. intensely. And so something that I've also been thinking about is like preparing for tomorrow like helps you, or if like you plan for tomorrow, like you're good. And I've kind of just been writing down these little like affirmations or just thoughts about like it's okay like to be ready, right? You got to stay ready, you don't have to get ready, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I have been the last couple of years, especially now, like stepping into like really full-time locatora, it's like, okay, you have to hold yourself accountable. And, like, you have to, like, do the work. Mm-hmm. And that, like, all ties into, like, that self-care, self-love. Because it's, like, no one else is going to make you do it. Like, you have to do it.
It's true. Like, as an adult, you know, becoming prepared for something is entirely, like, self-motivated and self-driven.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. Like, this is, for me, also why, like, I've been getting back into acting. I've done a couple self-tapes recently for, like, parts and, like, short films and, like, a web series. That and the stand-up, it's like, I can't just show up and wing it. To some extent, I can. The improv is there. But to a much larger extent, you have to have a level of preparedness and practice and, like, your reps under your belt. So that you can just show up and do it and wing it. But you're not really winging it because you've been preparing daily, weekly, monthly. And that has been really important for me because I think, like, for me, growing up, I've always been really good at just showing up and just winging it or just throwing it together. Like, I'm really good at bullshitting. You know what I mean? And that is something that I think... you'll hear kids who like, oh, I was in the gifted program. Like, I did this, I did that. People sometimes almost expect less of you when you're like the straight A student. You know what I mean? Like, anything you do is golden. So like over the years, it's also been learning like I can push myself and I can actually become better and be better and I can prepare for things. And that's part of the self-love too, is like giving myself the time and the space and the preparation to like truly excel at something and get better at it and improve, you know? And so like the procrastination and the self-sabotage is just that. Like, it is self-sabotage. Like, why am I stopping myself from being good at something?
Literally. I feel like sometimes like I have a hard time being bad at things. Like, the learning curve for me is, like, really hard. It, like, really challenges my, like, perfectionism. And so when I'm, like, learning something new, if I'm not automatically good at it, I don't want to do it.
Mm.
And so that has been, like, really challenging to work through. I'm doing it. I'm doing things that I'm not automatically good at, but it's hard. It's like really pushes you out of your comfort zone because it's like, you know what? It's actually okay to not automatically be good at things. Like mm-hmm. that's why you're learning something. You're doing something new. You're trying something.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't have to be world class this thing that I just tried for the first time.
Literally.
That's one of my favorite Beyonce quotes, right? I want to say it's from Homecoming, where she talks about how people don't like to rehearse because mm-hmm. they don't like to look silly mm-hmm. and they don't like to look like they don't know what they're doing. And so rehearsal is very vulnerable.
Right.
And learning something's very vulnerable because it's also admitting I don't know.
Right.
And I'm going to be bad at it for a while.
Yeah.
Until I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like with grad school too, like I have like really pushed myself to get better at something. Like already have a podcasting audio background. How can I like even get even better at it?
Mm-hmm.
How can I tell stories in the best possible way? How can I craft a narrative around something? And that also has its learning curve. Do I already have a background? Absolutely. But do I know everything? No. And so I think that has been very enlightening. And also there's a level of vulnerability to it as well, because I'm developing something brand new where I'm like the sole host. I'm like mm-hmm. writing a script. And so that will come out sometime this year. But that's like something I've been actively working on. That's like really, really has like extremely vulnerable, exposed.
Yes.
Raw.
So listeners, I don't know if you caught that, but that was basically an announcement of a future solo project headed up by Diosa.
Yes.
So
date TBD.
So,
but it's in the works. I've been teasing it. If you follow me on my socials on Locatora, like we've been teasing out this project for mm-hmm. a couple of years. So stay tuned. But even just, yeah, it's like doing the things that scare you, right? Telling the story that you're like, oh, I'm never going to tell anybody this. No, you're going to tell it, and you're telling it now.
Oh, yeah. Just know it's going to be really good, you guys. Like, you stay fucking tuned, like, seriously.
Yeah. So, yeah, TBD. But something that I feel like people have talked about over the years is, can you be in a relationship with someone while you're, like, working on yourself, while you're healing? I feel like there's always a debate about this. And yeah. So I wanted to pose this question to, like, wrap up the conversation about like self-love and self-care is like, can you be in a relationship with someone while you're on your healing journey, while you're learning how to love yourself, learning how to take care of yourself?
I would hope so. You know, I would hope that like folks in relationships are, you know, constantly like working on themselves and each other. But I also know, like, I watch enough reality TV to know it doesn't matter who you are, what you do in life. Like, there's somebody for everybody. And some of the most whacked out people, like, out there in the world have ride or die boyfriends and husbands and spouses and girlfriends. And so it's that thing of, like, there is a lot of kind of, like, comfort and familiarity and, like, mutual chaos. Like, sometimes, like, relationships thrive off of that just mutual dysfunction.
Oh, yeah. Take me back to my early 20s.
Samesies.
Like, yeah.
And so it's like, you know, that is definitely true. And I would hope that I think your relationship is a good example of like people who are working on themselves like constantly.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both in therapy. We've like been working on ourselves and then, you know, by extension, the relationship for years. But I think, yeah, like I met my partner when I wasn't ready to be in a relationship. But I was like, I think that this person is the person. And so I need to, like, get my shit together.
Mm.
And I did.
To get ready for him.
To get ready to be in this, like, stable relationship. So stable to the point that, like, the first year I thought it was a boring relationship.
I remember.
Because I was, like, so used to chaos that I was like, is this normal? Is this boring?
I remember.
I was constantly questioning everything the first year until, like, you get settled and, like, oh, no, this is just, like, a healthy relationship where two people want to be together and there's no fighting, like obviously disagreements, but there's nothing volatile about the relationship. And I think, but also on the flip side, like he was at a point where he had done a lot of work, where had we met 5 years prior, it like definitely would not have worked. Like he was a different person. So I think, yeah, I think it just depends on like where people are on their like respective journeys.
Timing is everything.
Yeah.
Timing is everything. I think about too, like, okay, so I feel like there are celebrities where like they were in wild relationships and then you see that celeb mature and grow and come out of it. I mean, I think Angelina Jolie is like one of the examples. I remember early Angelina.
Right.
You know, Angelina and Billy Bob, Angelina and her brother.
Right.
Angelina and the blood.
The blood.
In the necklace.
It was Billy Bob's blood.
Billy Bob's blood. And then, you know, Brangelina. And like, I feel like Angelina was this projected to be this very wild, like weird, hypersexual, vampy celeb back then. You know, she has now come to be known as this like philanthropist and this speaker and someone who's like a leading lady and, you know, very poised. And it's just interesting and fascinating to watch, you know, the trajectory and how so much of that image of her was rooted in her relationships.
Interesting.
Specifically.
Yeah.
You know, so like I look at her and then, of course, you know, I think Britney is an ever evolving person and situation. I think a lot of the like toxicity around Britney's image was also like it was Kevin Federline and like the men that she was with.
Right.
And, you know, she's been through so much and I feel like she's still evolving.
Right.
And figuring herself out now that
the conservatorship has been lifted.
Yeah. Has been lifted, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole, I don't want to dive into it because it's all conspiracy, but there's like a whole conversation about Britney happening on TikTok that I won't, like I said, I won't dive into. But I think, yeah, that's she is like one example of, you know, there's been all these like think pieces about how like the media has done her wrong and failed her back then. But then you see these other examples like how it continues to do so with like me, the media specifically, not with just her, but Amber Heard and countless other women over the years. Like nothing has really changed in regards to how society like views and projects lots of things onto women.
Oh yeah, I feel like we it's like we still haven't learned our lesson with Britney.
No.
People are still being mean to Britney.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Leave Britney alone once again. It's still relevant.
I know. Well, okay. Any final thoughts on?
Well, I guess, okay, so we have this year Valentine's is coming up.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people over the years have come up with different ways to celebrate the holiday. People will do Galentine's. People will do like speed dating, lonely hearts. People will do your classic, you know, dinner and a movie. What do you have going on for Valentine's this year?
I'm hosting a little Galentine's soiree with some of my close friends.
Obsessed. Am I invited?
Of course you're invited.
Thank God.
But I think, yeah, I'm trying to be very intentional about like hosting this year, like hosting my friends, spending time like away from just having like more intimate gatherings as opposed to, you know, we go to an event, we go to a party, even like with you, like so much of when we're together, we're working, right? And so how do we create space and time outside of the work life so that we can like have a friendship?
Right.
And so, yeah, I think I'm being very intentional. My goal is to be very intentional this year about having gatherings with like my very close friends. Because a lot of y'all are either friends or like have just gotten to know each other over the years and can vibe and, you know, hang out and there's no awkwardness or drama. So that's nice. But yeah, that's what I think I'm doing this year for Valentine's Day, Galentine's.
Cute. Cute. I got booked to do a stand-up comedy show on Valentine's Day. And I was free. So I said, yes, I will be there. So More details to come. I'll be posting on my Instagram, the flyer. Cute. I'm at @Mala_Munoz if you want to come through, if you want to get some giggles in on Valentine's Day. Also, you know, I am still dating the guy that I met at Vallarta, the tortilla chip heir, and he's planning something for us. It's not going to be on Valentine's Day proper because he's filming. He's going to be out of town, but he is planning something for us, and I will update you guys.
Okay, I can't wait. Sounds juicy. Sounds,
I'm excited.
Exciting.
I know. We're really into like experienced-based outings and activities these days.
That's fun.
Yeah. And I'm like filling people in on my TikTok. I'm just trying to be one of the like dating content girlies, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you have like kind of documented stuff over the years, like whether that be through the podcast or your social, like mm-hmm. with happenings.
Yeah, we're just making it official. So I'm at @Mala_Munoz. I talked about my first date with the tortilla chip heir. If you guys are not on TikTok, go check it out. It was actually super fun. He took me to the same doctor that did Khloe Kardashian's brain scan, and I got my own brain scan. It was really romantic.
I have no questions there.
Good.
I'm letting that one go. You can inform me later.
Yeah.
So let us know what you think about amor propio, el autocuidado, self-love, self-care, and like how has that evolved for you over the years? How are you defining it? How are you practicing it in your own life now?
How are you loving yourself?
Boom.
You can always visit our website, locatoraradio.com, and leave us a SpeakPipe voice memo to talk about how you're loving on yourself. Now and forever.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another capítulo of Locatora Radio. We'll catch you next time.
Besitos.
Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Munoz
and Diosa Femme.
Network. When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at versedskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's versedskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.